I've heard the expression, you get what you deserve, right? Wrong. You actually get what you tolerate. You get what you put up with. You get what you're prepared to accept and no more. So if you've got it in a small company and there and you're prepared to accept a low salary and stay on that for years, they're not going to put it up. Why would they? You're prepared to accept. They think, well, they're happy enough. I'll leave them where it is. And people actually put up with the most awful situations, the most abusive situations for years and years and years. And it could be abusive relationships, even physically violent relationships. It could be terrible jobs, low wages, lack of money, you know, living in a really bad area. And they'll put up with it for years until something stirs them or something kicks them up the butt. And then there are those people who just seem to get treated better than others. Have you noticed that? Some people just seem to command respect. There are people that you've heard the expression, they're nobody's fool, right? They'll be nobody's fool. They just seem to demand respect and get it, not in a rude way, not in an aggressive, I demand respect. They just seem to get respect wherever they go. And then there is those poor, unfortunate people who just seem to soak it up, don't they? They just put up with anything, right? They're the ones that get all the crap jobs. You know, in a group situation, they're the ones going to be sweeping the floors and cleaning out the toilets. And they'll accept that. They're the family members that get pushed around and bossed around. And it goes throughout their whole lives. You know, it doesn't change unless they do. I've seen two elderly sisters, for instance, and where one is completely dominating the other to the extent that it's almost an abusive relationship. The way she talks, what are you talking about? You know, that sort of thing. And they don't talk like that to other people. They don't talk in that way to other people. You know, they're not like that to me, but to the sister, you know, she's really aggressive and horrible to her. And I think, well, why, you know? And yet the sister does everything for her and tries to please her all the time, but it's never enough because they're just putting up they're taking the short end of the stick, if you like. I don't know how else to explain it. But in that situation, it's almost an abusive relationship. So what unwanted things have you been putting up with in your life? And tolerating, maybe for years, maybe for your whole life, right? Is it relationships? Do you have an abusive boss that is really horrible to you, but not to the other members of the team? Do you have an abusive family member? You know, are you the one that's pushed around by the rest of the family? Are you in a career or job that you absolutely hate and you've loathed it for years? It's just almost affecting your health. Do you live in a bad neighborhood? Do you have bad neighbours, rude neighbours, noisy neighbours? You won't go and tell them. Do you have money problems and lack of money? Do you ever wonder why you never seem to have enough money? What else do you put up with? Economy flights, okay? I don't like economy flights, do you? Do you like being bundled into the back of the plane like this, you know? Make your own list, right? You make your own list. But you don't have to put up with these things for the rest of your life. You don't have to be the martyr, the saint. I'll put up with all this stuff because maybe in another life I'll be rewarded for it in heaven. No one's going to reward you for it in heaven. In fact, holding in anger, when you're angry and you don't express it, when you don't tell people what you really think and you're soaking it up, has actually been proven to have physical health problems. It causes bad health. It can cause even cancers because you're just soaking it up. And at a cellular level, it's really not doing you very good at all. And also remember that, you know, you're not going to get that promotion in a job. They're not going to promote you to manager if you're the butt of everyone else's jokes. If you're the one that has been pushed around, how can you really command respect and be a manager, be a leader, if you're like that? So don't think that being a martyr or a saint is going to get you anywhere. You'll just stay at that level. If they're prepared to do those things, you're tolerating, you're accepting it, you're accepting low wages, then yeah, you'll stay like that. Believe me. So there's no point in running away, by the way. Think, well, if I change jobs, things will be better somewhere else. And you can't change your family members, but you know, do you know what I mean? And some people even change their relationship and then get into another one the same. It's almost like they're attracting it. You know, I knew one woman that was with a bad gambler and she was putting up with, you know, all the abuse from the bad, you know, when he lost and that sort of thing. And she left him in the end after years. And then she met somebody else, And one day she noticed he was coming out of a betting shop, and she said to me, "Am I attracting these people? You know, I meet this nice guy. He seems a lovely guy, and then I see him coming out of a betting shop. I thought, no, I can't do this again." But it was almost like she was walking into the same situation. It was really weird. And then you hear about people who are physically abused and going, and it happens again. Or they go from a physically abusive parent to a physically abusive partner. It's really strange. And remember that in every company, in every job, in every movie, in every book, there's always an arsehole, okay? There's always a bully, you know, someone who's winding you up and needling you. And maybe the universe is sending them there as something to give you a lesson in life to how to deal with that. So just take it at that. Maybe you say, look, this bully's got their own problems. You know, they must have some psychological problems. They're unhappy in their life. Yeah, I'll take it. I get the lesson, right? Thanks very much. You know, but I'm not going to put up with it. So look, here are some suggestions as to what you're going to do about it. Because you've got to decide, what are you going to do about it, right? What are you going to do about it? There's no point in letting it happen throughout your life. So here's some suggestions for you. First of all, make a decision, right? Make a decision that you're not going to put up with this any longer. In the book, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill puts decision as a whole chapter on decision. Because he spent 20 years, I think from 1917 to 1937, studying the most successful and richest people in of their day, the billionaires, if you like, and the presidents and that sort of thing. So people who'd risen to the top in their respective field. 20 years he spent studying them. And he put a chapter in about each of them. And you know, one of the chapters was persistence. One of the chapters was having a mastermind group or a group of people or a coach, that sort of thing. One of the chapters was decision, making a decision. So refuse to tolerate less than you really deserve, right? You're not going to get what you deserve, but what you really deserve, what you want in your life, just refuse to tolerate it any sort. Now you don't have to be going to work and suddenly become like this. Start slowly, just pushing back. Sorry, no. And the way you can do this is to be assertive rather than aggressive, okay? Assertive, let me give you an example. If you assert the difference between assertiveness and aggression, I guess, I'm sorry, but this is undercooked, could you take it back please and get it sorted out, rather than this food is terrible, take this crap back, you know. So there's a difference, and the way you can talk to people, there's a whole courses on this. You need to learn it. If you're a person who is not assertive, you're frightened to speak up for yourself in any way until you get really angry and then you start shouting, then maybe you need an assertiveness course. There's courses online, there's courses at your local center, whatever. This apparently particularly affects women. I don't know, maybe it's that women are meant to be pleasers, maybe women are meant to take the second role. I don't know, but it seems to affect a lot of women, particularly migrant women in some countries. I've seen it with nurses. When you get nurses coming in from a developing world country like, say, the Philippines, and they come to the UK, they think that the British people are better than them. So they'll sort of, okay, yeah, I'll, even though that person's subordinate to them, they should be telling them what to do, they'll listen to them. And this is feedback from employers. So they have to learn to be more assertive, stand up for themselves, and believe that they are just as good a nurse, in some cases better than the British or the American or the all-powerful British nurse. You know, it doesn't work like that. You are what you are. Be what you are, and you know, don't put up with any crap from anybody. So, but do it in an assertive way, not an aggressive way. Okay, because aggressiveness is just going to upset people and get into conflict. But you can be assertive by just being polite but firm. Okay, you got that? Okay, good. So work on yourself and upgrade your skills, okay? That means working on yourself and upgrading your own skills. You know, if you upgrade your skills, then you're more valuable to the marketplace. This, we're talking about money now as well. It could be relationship skills as well, but work on yourself. Jim Rohn used to say, if you work on your job, you'll make a living, but if you work on yourself, you'll make a fortune. And it's still very true today, you know, when he wrote that 50 years ago, okay? So work on and upgrade your skills, whatever that might be, in your job, in your relationships, in money terms, learn how to manage your money, okay? Write out your goals. So write out your goals and expectations for your career. What do you really want? What do you want in your health, in your wealth and your life. Start writing it and get a big pad and start writing down, what do I really want from life? Because if you don't have your own list of things you want, then you'll just get what everyone else has given you. You'll just get what you're given, and that's it. So you've got to start deciding what you want from your life, and be creative with it. Just don't let it hold back. And then you can start whittling it down with actual plans and make a decision to start, even a plan to get that started. In terms of money, start today managing your money. Don't be like this, where does it all go? Where does it all go? And I run a webinar on this, usually every other Wednesday I run a webinar, so you can check that out. But don't be these people, oh, I just don't know where it all goes. I've been working for 40 years, I've got nothing left. Where's it all gone? I don't know. Don't be like that. Let's don't be a jerk about this. You know, start managing your money, get it together, and I'll give you some tips in the webinar as how you can immediately start managing your money. One tip I want to give you straight away is to know exactly what is coming in and where it's going. So write it all down. But I'll give you further tips on that at the webinar. But manage your money, manage your time. Don't be these people, oh, I'm sorry, I'm late again. I just can't seem to get on time. Yeah. We've had all those excuses. Start managing your time. Allocate time for things in your life. Manage your health, your diet, you know, what you eat. What, you know, if you put crap into your body, what's going to happen? You'll feel like crap. Manage your energy levels. Okay, don't burn yourself out. Get enough sleep. Manage your sleep. Make sure you have the optimum amount of sleep for you. My optimum level of sleep is 8 to 9 hours, believe it or not. I'm not one of these people, I only sleep 3 hours a night, I can get up. And no, it's not true. Most people can't. It's actually bad for your health to have a lack of sleep. You'll die quicker from sleep deprivation than you will from lack of food or water, right? Okay, diet, obviously, you know, we've all seen the videos on that you should be not eating too much sugar and smoking and drinking and all that stuff. We all know this, right? So start managing it. Make that decision today to really expect the best from your life and get rid of the things that are not giving you the best. And that could be situations in your life, people. If you've got people that always constantly bring you down, people that put you down, people that make jokes about you, that make you feel bad, people that when you say, well, I'd like to be this, or I'd like to aspire to that, I'd like to be wealthier. Oh, what are you talking about? Who are you talking about being wealthy? I've known you since you were a kid. You're just a nothing. You're a nobody. That they might not say it in those words, but they're making you feel that way. You've got to get rid of those people. Now, I don't mean cut off all your friends and family, but you know, spend less time with them and more time with people that bring you up than put you down. It's very important that people around you make such a huge difference in your life. And in terms of things that you do, like for instance, I regularly book a business class or at very least premium economy flights. Or another little hack you can do is to wait until before the flight and you can try and sometimes get an upgrade. So if they haven't sold all the business class seats, you can actually get an upgrade a lot cheaper than you would have paid for it when at the start. But you know, why do I do this? Well, you might think it's a waste of money. I know a lot of people say, oh, it's a waste of money. But for me, it's more comfort. And particularly on a long haul flight, I mean, you know, if I'm doing a London to Dublin 50-minute flight, then of course I'm probably going to end up with Ryanair or EasyJet, but I'm not worried about a one-hour flight. But on a long-haul flight to America or Asia, yeah, I want to be able to sleep. I want to be able to feel better in myself. I want to enjoy the flight rather than endure it. And you know, when I get there, by having enough sleep, I'm not wasting the whole day recovering because I didn't sleep the night before. And if I don't sleep the night before, I can get health problems from that. I get run down. So I made a decision years ago also to work on myself rather than working on somebody else's ambitions and jobs. And I wanted to work for me rather than somebody else. And I wouldn't go back to working for anybody else, not in a normal employee situation. And as I said, I made a decision to work on myself rather than my job. I started on a journey of self-improvement. I used mentors and coaches when I needed them. And I wanted to improve my wealth, my money situation, and also my health. So I tried to get down to the optimum weight. I tried to cut out those things in my life that were bad, like too many carbs, too many sugars, and too much alcohol, that sort of thing. So that's what I've been doing. Now, as I said, I run a coaching program. I run webinars every other Wednesday. So you can check that out in the link below. and that I'll be taking you on three steps to successful money management and teaching you how to become financially free. But there's a lot of life hacks in there, because money management, time management is life management. It's all part of the same thing, okay? So that's the lesson today. Don't put up with any crap from anybody. Start pushing back and demanding respect and demanding the best for you and your life. Thanks very much, and bye for now.